And we'll get this thing underway. Liberty Lady Eagles wearing the whites in the red and blue. And the Bear Lady Bobcats wearing the green, trimmed in the black and white. Lady Bobcats, of course, coached by Denny Young, assisted by Billy Weber. And the Lady Eagles are coached by Coach Ernst and Alan Hednam. Both schools have got tremendous crowds here tonight. I mean, great crowds, I should say tonight. I should say this afternoon. Great crowds out for the game. Hope you are going to get out and enjoy some high school basketball in whatever town you're playing in. Missouri districts are underway, and the tip is up, controlled by the Liberty Lady Eagles. Wolsey brings it on the left side to Callum. Lady Bobcats have got back. They're playing zone defense here. Liberty with it on the right side to Wolsey. Kenna Wolsey dumps it down inside. Ball deflected. Loose on the floor. We're going to get a held ball. And, no, we're going to get a foul call. A foul call on the Bear Lady Bobcats. Wow, scramble after a loose ball, and they call a hold on the Bear Lady Bobcats. That'll be on Maddie Donahue. We are first. Liberty inbounds the ball down under the bucket. Got it into Woolsey. Woolsey outside. Long shot is up and good! Number 21, Reagan Wells hit the three off the wing. Bear coming against full court pressure. They get up across the timeline. Got it down to Meyer. Meyer with a shot up. No good. Gets the rebound. Puts it back up and gets fouled. He'll go the free throw line and shoot two. Foul on number 21, Reagan Wells, for the Liberty Lady Eagles. There, Lady Bobcats will send the freshman, Hadley Meyer, to the free throw line. Lady Bobcats with a good pass. Down to Meyer, and the first free throw is up for the freshman. It's good. So both teams break the ice early. We're only 32 seconds into this one. It's 3-1. Liberty with a lead off of a three-pointer by Reagan Wells. Second free throw for Hadley Meyer is up and good. Lady Bobcats back within one. And now Bear will inbound. Oh, they steal the inbound pass. Larson up and in for the layup. Abby Bowers with the steal. Got it to Larson for the wide open layup. This time Liberty gets it inbound. And Chowning brings it across the timeline. Works it to the right side of the floor to Woolsey. Kenna Woolsey. She'll get it down now to Chowning on the right side wing. Cross court pass going over to Woolsey. Woolsey got it down low to Shumpert. Shumpert ducks under the defense. Shoots too hard. Rebound. Goes right back to Woolsey. Woolsey back out front. He'll reset the offense. Now they dump it down low for Shumpert. She goes up with a shot. It's good. Young lady, a really good player. Alexis Shumpert. Liberty again. Full court pressure. Bear within the backcourt. Bowers will step it across the timeline. Right across the middle of the big red and black Tigers. Gives it over to Johnson for three. That one up off the mark. No good. Rebound comes out long and run down by Maddie Donahue for Bayer. Maybe Bobcats will reset the offense. Bowers goes left corner to Larson. Down inside to Donahue. She's going to get fouled. And that's going to be on number 11, Abigail Woolsey will be her first. Both these teams use their benches quite a bit. Bayer Lady Bobcats getting ready to bring somebody in already. Katie Founders will check in. Haley Larson is out. And number 3 checks in for Liberty. That is Chloe Kelt. And number 11, Abigail Woolsey is out. Bear inbounds the ball to Meyer. Meyer to Bowers at the free throw line. Abby gets it inside to Meyer. Pulls up with a shot. No good. And the rebound taken by Liberty. Lady Eagles lead at 5-4. They got the ball. Woolsey, Chowning out front. Gives it to a long three shot by Wells. I mean, that was from way downtown. No good. And the rebound taken by Spader. Lady Bobcats run it the other way. Bowers bounces it up to Katie Founders. Founders back out front to Johnson. Johnson right side to Founder. Lady Bobcats going through the lane. Nobody open. Founders dribbles out. Gets the Bowers for three. That one's off the front rim. And the rebound run down in the corner by Kelp. He'll lead the break for the Lady Eagles. And get it to the top of the key. Set the offense right side to Chowning. Over on the left. Back to Kelp. Kelp watches as her teammates run through the lane. 5-4 ball game early. They are down one. Liberty with it. Got it off to Kelp. Long shot is up off the backboard. No good. The rebound taken by Kelly Johnson for the Bayer Lady Bobcats. And Coach Denny Young signals them the play. Bayer looking to get it set up. Bowers crosses the timeline. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Now comes back to the left side off a high screen. Trying to move it into the lane. Ball poked away. Picked up by Johnson. Passes in the lane to Meyer. Her shot blocked. Keep going back to the free throw line. Meyer with a nice cut down the left side. Fouls on number 21. Oh, boy, that is number 2 on Reagan Wells. And Wells, less than 3 minutes into the ballgame with 2 fouls already. And Coach Ernst can't like the way that's shaping up. Free throw is up for Meyer. No good. Headley was 2 for 2 before that one. And now Wells checks out of the game. Number 22 will check in. That is Sydney Lefevre for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Both teams have gone to the bench here early. Fires at the free throw line. We'll shoot another one. That one's good. She 3 for 4, and 3 of the Fayette Lady Bobcats 5 points. We're tied at 5 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Liberty with the basketball. Challing with it on the left side of the floor. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Brings it to Kelce on the wing. He'll look over the defense. Nobody getting open inside. Now gives it, nope. Now dumping it down low. Got it down there to Shumpert. Shumpert back out to Challing in the corner. Donnie, you on her. Now they dump it back down to Shumpert. She turns left. Little underhand shot is up and no good. And rebound volleyed out of bounds. Off the hands of the Fayette Lady Bobcats. It'll be the Liberty Lady Eagle basketball. And number 11 checking back into the game for Liberty. That is Abigail Woolsey. Number 4, Kenna Woolsey. Well, check out. So Woolsey in for Woolsey. Liberty's inbound down under the bucket. Ooh, almost a steal by Ballard on the inbound. Liberty takes control of it. Long cross-court pass deflected by the defense, but picked up again by the Lady Eagle. They get it out to Kelce. Kelce on the left side wing. Surveys the defense. Gets the ball in the corner to Woolsey. Woolsey back to Kelce out front. Liberty being very patient on this possession. Got it back to Challing on the right side. Challing looking in the lane. Nobody open. Brings it cross court to Woolsey. Woolsey dumps it down inside. Shot is up. Partially blocked. Donnie, you had the rebound. Lost it. Picked up by Liberty. Got it out to Challing. Challing looking to penetrate. Drive hard to the bucket. Shoots it too hard off the window. And we get a foul on the rebound. It's going to go on the Liberty Lady Eagle. Number 20 off the foul, Alexis Shumpert. That will be the first of the afternoon on Shumpert. And Liberty again, full court pressure. Fair within the backcourt. Bowers got it over to Pounder. Pounder dribbles up across the timeline. Now gets trapped and gets the ball to Callie Johnson. Let's get out of it. Here's a long pass down the floor. Intended for Meyer. And it's just behind her and goes out of bounds. Right idea for Abby Bowers. She had Meyer cutting to the bucket. Pass was just a little bit behind her. And again, Fair, a little bit of backcourt pressure by Pounder, but Liberty Lady Eagles get it across the timeline. We're tied at 5, 3:54 to go, first quarter. They're in the Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament at Houston. In the corner, Kelce, long cross-court pass, taken by Woolsey. Woolsey, one dribble, now dumps it inside. Shot is up and good. Number 22, that is Lefevre. Breaks the tie for the Liberty Lady Eagles. There, Lady Bobcats working it across the timeline. Oh, no, Katie Pounder not paying attention. And lost it out of bounds. Abby Bowers tried to get it to Pounders. Pounders wasn't looking for the ball. Got to know where the ball's at. Pounders, a mistake there. Lady Bobcats turned it over, down by 2. 3:26 to go now in the first quarter. Liberty working around the perimeter of the Lady Bobcats zone. And they're really having trouble finding shots. They're really playing well in that zone. Clogging up the middle, which is where the Lady Liberty Eagles like to go with Shumpert and their size in. They get it to Kelce on the right side wing. Back out to Challing. Challing gives it now. Now they dump it down inside. That was up and good for something. Yeah, they went a little high-low and got her open. Mayer breaks the full court pressure again. Bowers will step it across the timeline. Feeds up to Callie Johnson. Johnson. Back out to Bowers. Mayer down by 4 here. 2:50 to go in the first quarter. 80 Bobcats. We'll dump it on the left side to Callie Johnson. Squares up a 3. Bingo! Kelly Johnson hits a big 3 to put the Lady Bobcats back within 1. That's a big shot right there. You want to stay close to these Liberty Lady Eagles. Here's Challing going to throw one from way downtown on the other end. And it's Ever Challing from 22 feet. Fayette breaks the full-court pressure again. Got the ball down to Johnson. Out front to Bowers. Bowers dumps it down inside. Shot is up and good by Hadley Meyer. And Meyer's got 5 of the game. Fayette back within 2. Liberty bringing it the other way. Kelce holds it up, gives over to Challing. About 3 feet further out than from where she made that shot a moment ago. Doesn't take it here. Leads her on the left side to Woolsey. Back out to Challing. Going down to the right side for Kelce. Kelce holds it and gives it to Challing down the right side wing. Challing looking inside at Shumpert. Shumpert and Lefevre's in there. Neither one of them open, and now Liberty wants a timeout. Minute 52 to go in the first quarter. Thayer down 2. 12-10. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
We're back at the Houston High School Gym, and again, a good crowd of Thayer Lady Bobcat fans have made their way up for the ball game this afternoon. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats are within two here with a minute 52 to go in the first quarter. This is the Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament at the Houston High School Gym. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball brought to you in part by Allen's Supported Living in Thayer, Thayer Fitness and Nutrition, and the Alton Bank. Some of your Lady Bobcat boots. Liberty coming out of the timeout. They'll get the ball down inside. Shot is up and no good. Rebound by Hadley Meyer. And Meyer gives it out to Ballard. Lady Bobcats come the other way with a chance to tie. Maybe take the lead if somebody gets one from downtown. They are going four low. They'll bounce it down on the wing. Now inside to Meyer. Meyer back out to pound it. Katie going to the right side. She's going to be fouled. Oh, we're going to get an offensive. Oh, 3 seconds. All right, they call the 3 seconds violation. Out there, we're going to call the foul on the defense for the hand check. Pounders like to take that ball and go to the bucket. She's been very successful here over the last, I think, last 3 weeks. Katie has really played well off the bench for Coach Jenny Young and the Lady Bobcats. Mayer turned it over that time on the 3 second violation. Here's a pass inside for Liberty. Ball is knocked away and out of bounds by Abby Ballard for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Ballard's got a hand on the pass and it bounced off her knee and out of bounds. So Liberty will inbound it. Down under the bucket to the right side. Looks like Woolsey will trigger it in. Pass way out front. It's taken by the other Woolsey, Kenneth Woolsey. Now they'll go cross court. Back over to Kenneth Woolsey. Woolsey back out front to Abigail. And now to the right side, Chowning holds it all the way. Got again to the high post for Lefebvre. Bounces it once. Couldn't get open for the shot. Good defense there by Callie Johnson. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Here's a shot by Kelch for Liberty. That one's up. Passes in and out. No good. Rebound taken inside by the Liberty Eagles. Back up and in. Number 22, Sydney Lefebvre, off the bench with 4 points in the quarter. Thayer breaks the full court pressure again. That ball down to Callie Johnson. Back out to Bowers. Thayer down by four with 35 seconds to go in our first quarter. Here goes Bowers going to the rack. Has the ball stripped. Picked up by Liberty. 30 seconds as they bring it across the timeline. Chance to go up six here for the Lady Eagles. Thayer needing a stop to stay close here in the first quarter. Liberty with it on the left side. That is Woolsey. Gets to the other Woolsey in the corner for three, and air ball. Rebounded by Katie Pounders with 13 seconds. Off to Johnson. Oh, they got Donahue down the floor. She catches the pass. Coming to the basket. Count it. Donahue on the snowbird. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats back within two. 1 second to go. Half court shot is up and off the rim by Chowning. It's no good. That's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 14-12. Thayer Lady Bobcats are down two. After one quarter break, we'll be back to Houston in the district basketball tournament in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All day buffet available now at the Pizza Inn of Thayer every Friday through Sunday from 11 to 8. All you can eat pizza, salad, and dessert. And they will continue the lunch buffet 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday. But every weekend, Friday through Sunday, the buffet is now available all day. Don't forget about Wacky Wednesday from 4 to 6 each week. Call the Pizza Inn and ask for their daily specials. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. 417-264-3800 or order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer, where they outpan pizza. Pizza at the Hut.
All right, thank you, Jim, and congratulations. Family playing Lady Bears with the lead after one quarter. Here, the Thayer Lady Bobcats are trailing the Mountain View Berkshire Liberty Eagles by two at the end of one quarter. And we'll open the quarter with the basketball. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Bowers comes to the top. Fair again going four low, giving it a little clear out for Bowers. She goes to the bucket, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound, volleyed around and out of bounds. It will be Fair, Lady Bobcat basketball. Took the official a minute to think about it. And Fair will inbound it with a chance to tie it again. Abby Donahue down under the bucket. Looking in the corner, nobody open. But that's a hurry now. Gets it in the corner to Johnson. Johnson back outside to Bowers. Bowers will take it to the top. Fair will run it. From there, Johnson on the right side wing. Back out to Haley Larson, who's checked back in. Now Donahue. Fair back with the starters on the floor. Bowers with it out top. They run a little motion here. Bowers goes down to Maddie Donahue in the corner. Still back-to-back out front on the dribble. Beats to Callie Johnson in the corner. Back to Donahue. Donahue on the right side wing. Donahue making a move to the bucket. Oh, lost it. And now gets it right back. Puts it up. Oh, point-blank range. No good. Rebound comes out for the Liberty Lady Eagle. Liberty on the run. Challenge. Looking to step in the lane. Lady Bobcats got back defensively. She'll give up to Woolsey for three on the right side. That's no good. The rebound taken by Callie Johnson. Good block out by Callie. Lady Bobcats team got the board. Here come the Fair Lady Bobcats. Again, chance to tie this one up. We're just into the second quarter. Bowers crosses the timeline. They are going four low. Now they will get a high screen for Bowers. Gives them the corner to Johnson. Johnson cross court to Donahue. Donahue. Looking inside, nobody open. Gives it out to Haley Larson. Now back to the freshman, Bowers. Bowers. Right there. Both teams really want to pound it inside here this afternoon. Johnson with it now top of the key. Going to Donahue, cutting down the lane. Puts up a shot. Oh, she missed it. And here comes Liberty the other way. Challing on the run up the left side. Got to the three-point line. Now moves into the lane. Little spin move. Couldn't get the shot. Feeds it outside to Wells. The three is good. Reagan Wells, remember she's playing with two fouls. She hits another three, and Liberty is up by five. That's just the biggest lead of the game so far for the Mountain View Berkshire City Liberty Eagle. Reagan Wells playing with those two fouls back in there. Liberty back to the starters here in the second quarter. Fair with it, top of the key. Give it on the left side to Larson. Larson back out on top to Johnson. Talk about taking the three. Defense jumps on her. Fair lobbing it down inside. Now to Meyer. Turns right. Shoots high off the window. No good. Rebound taken by Woolsey. She runs the floor. Fair got back to stop her defensively. Feet in the corner. Long shot is no good. Rebound Hadley Meyer for the Fair Lady Bobcats. Fair running the floor. Haley Larson up to the free throw, up to the three-point line. Feeds around the horn to Johnson. Johnson looking, going to Bowers. Bowers on the right side, jumps it inside to Meyer. The ball's going to be out of bounds, knocked out of bounds, and a foul's going to be called on Alexis Shumpert. Shumpert. Call for her second foul. So Shumpert and Wells both with two now for the Liberty Lady Eagles. And number 35, Lila Cornman, will check in the ball game for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Fair gets Katie Pounders back in the ball game. Inbound play for Fair goes to Meyer. Meyer, short jumper, left it a little bit short. Well, got to go up strong. That one no good. Liberty comes the other way with a rebound. 5:18 to go in the first half. Channing leads it right side to Kenna Woolsey. Woolsey going high post to Cornman. Dribbles one time, puts up a shot. In and out, no good. Meyer down the rebound for Sayers. And the Lady Bobcats will come the other way. Abby Bowers to the top of the key. We played 3 minutes in this quarter. Sayers not scored. They're still only down five. Bowers with it right side to Johnson in the corner. Johnson looks for the outlet. Got it to Katie Pounder. Pounder looking in. Nobody open there. She'll dribble out to the top of the key. Now hand it off to Abby Bowers, and Bowers will reset the offense out front. So Denny Young says, four low, Bowers going to get the clear out. Working against the defense. That is Wells on her. Wells, and here's Bowers, pulls up the jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound, Callie Johnson back up and in. Callie Johnson with five, the senior. Playing well here, and Thayer back within three. Missed that bucket, and Liberty got it down the floor in a hurry. Now Channing backs it out. Swings it on the left side to Kenna Woolsey. Woolsey fast in the middle, deflected. And picked up by Hadley Meyer. And Sayer coming the other way with a chance to tie. Ballard swings up the floor to Donahue. Donahue back out to Johnson for three. That one is good. Callie Johnson gets the roll. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And Sayer back in a tie game. And here's a three on the other end. Good by Reagan Wells, her third three-pointer in the first half. And Liberty back up by 3, 20-17. Things are heating up here at the Houston High School Gym. Here Lady Bobcats again with it. Bowers out top. They're going four low. They'll dump it to Johnson in the corner. Now she'll go down inside to Meyer. Meyer with a shot. No good. Rebound taken by Liberty. Here come Wade Eagles running up the floor. That is, oh, that's a travel call, yep. Number four, Kenna Woolsey lost control of the basketball and then caught it in the air, and that's the travel. Liberty making a substitution here. Cowling will check out for the first time. Number three checked back in there. That is Chloe Kelp. So Fayer coming the other way down by three with 3:31 to go in the first half. Bowers will bring it across the timeline, working it between the circles. Got a little one-on-one action going here. Takes it down the right side, pulls up a shot. She's going to get fouled. That's going to be number three on Reagan Wells for Liberty, and she'll have to come out of it. And, oh my, they called that one on Kelp. Kelp wasn't even close to the play. They called it on number three, Chloe Kelp, instead of Wells. Wells was the one guarding her. Bowers at the free throw line. First free throw is up and no good. Abby Bowers has not scored in the game. So mark that one foul off on Wells, and she'll be, well, she's coming out of the game now anyway with those two. Sydney Lefevre will check in. Liberty up three. Abby Bowers trying to make it a two-point game at the free throw line. Second one is up and no good, and a foul on the rebound on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It's going to be a push called on Katie Pounder. Pounder's call for foul will be her first of the game. 15th foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Liberty's been called for four this afternoon. Is that right? Now six on Liberty, two on Thayer. Lady Eagles with it now. Got it to Corman. Corman left-hand dribble and blank shot is blocked by Kelly Johnson. Got it out to Donahue. Donahue now to Bowers. Thayer with a chance to get back within one here. That's got to make a bucket. Bowers out on top. Brings it right side to Johnson. Johnson back out to Bowers. Kelly Johnson leads the Lady Bobcats with 8 points here in the first half. The senior playing well. She's got a chop of key. Left one go. It's an air ball. Rebounded by Liberty. And here come the Lady Eagles. That is in the corner they go to Kelp. Kelp driving the baseline. Little underhanded shot is good. Where in the world? Chloe Kelp driving the baseline. Little scoop shot. Got it in up over the front of the rim. And Liberty back up by five. Fayer Lady Bobcats with only one bucket in the second quarter. I'm sorry, two. Only two baskets there in the second quarter. And they're down by five again. Callie Johnson with it on the right side wing. Beats it back outside to Donahue. Donahue over to Bowers. Abby has not scored in the first half. The freshman may be feeling a little bit of nerves. Puts up a shot here. That one's off the mark. Donahue rebounds. They can't follow it in. And Cornman will rebound for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Oh, they've got a player down the court all alone. But Abby Bowers got back defensively and knocked it away. Liberty trying to get it down to Shumpert. It was all alone down under the bucket. Bowers got back and tipped it away at the last minute. Woolsey out of the game now for Liberty. Chowning checks back in. Down to 2 minutes to go in the first half. Chowning going to let one go from three-point land. That's no good. And the rebound taken by Hadley Meyer for Thayer. Meyer gives it to Bowers. The Thayer Lady Bobcats needing a bucket here. Down by five. Bowers bounces it out top. Looking to the inside. Nobody open. Still on the dribble. Now pushes it left side for Johnson. Johnson out to Meyer and around to Donahue. Donahue on the wing. Back out top to Bowers. Bowers give it back to Donahue. Cutting down the lane. Puts up a shot. No. And rebound points. Thayer's missed a bunch of those point-blank shots. Here's coming the other way. We're going to get a foul on the Lady Bobcats. Kelp's trying to go hard to the bucket. She gets fouled by Abby Bowers. That'll be her first. And it'll be the third team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats here in the first half. We're down to a minute 30 to go. And Donahue checks out of the game for Thayer as Haley Larson checks back in. Long inbound pass out front for Liberty. They get the ball now to the top of the key to Woolsey. Woolsey right side to Kelp. Kelp going to Corman at the high post. She'll dump it back outside to Abigail Woolsey. Works it around the left side. Back to the right side and back to Chowning out on top. Liberty being very patient here. Down to a minute 14 to go. In the first half, they've got a five-point lead. Thayer still sitting back in that 2-3 zone. Kelp with it out front. Bounces one over to Chowning on the left side. Defense jumps on her. They'll feed it back around to Kelp. Kelp now gets the lane to the bucket. Going all the way inside. Shoots and scores. Kelp with another wild shot. She got it to go in. And Liberty now up by seven. Fayer Lady Bobcats with only 5 points here in the second quarter. They need a bucket. Bowers going to the rack. Throws it up and it's in. Abby Bowers with a penetration move. Fayer a little bit of backcourt pressure. And Liberty breaks it. Chowning will bring it to the top. Looks at the score clock. Says 36 seconds. They may hold it for the final shot here. Ball goes left side to Bowers. Now to Corman. Corman weaves her way down the lane. Shoots and scores. I think Thayer thought they were going to hold it too. Corman said, nope, I'm going to get some. Back to a 7-point lead for Liberty. Thayer with the basketball. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Bauer gives to Katie Pounders, cutting into the lane. Katie dropped it. Picked up by Liberty. Here they come with time. That is Woolsey going to the basket. Misses the shot. Kelk gets the rebound. Passes it back outside to Woolsey for three. That one's off the mark, and the rebound is, oh, Channing came down the ball out of bounds. The official didn't see it, but that doesn't matter. The clock goes off. And the buzzer goes off to end our first half. 26-19 our score. Mayor Lady Bobcats down seven at the half here in the first round of a Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament. We'll take time out. We'll be back with your halftime show brought to you by Community First Banking Company and West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. 2021 was a great year, but 2022 is going to be even brighter, especially since we have our new lighting installed on the lot. Now you can see the best price anytime, day or night.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Back to Houston. Welcome to the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer Lady Bobcat halftime show. Thayer Lady Bobcats are down seven here at the half to the Mountain View Mercury Liberty Lady Eagles. And it was the second quarter. Lady Bobcats just couldn't buy a basket. They had point blank looks over and over and over again. The offense was working. They just weren't hitting the shot. So, Lady Bobcats, I'm sure they're talking about that here in the second half. Coach Denny Young is going to tell them, we just got to keep doing what we're doing. We're getting the shots we want. We just got to start making them, and you keep putting them up there, and eventually those shots start to fall. I think defensively, Lady Bobcats have been pretty good, too. They fell Liberty, which is a high-scoring bunch. It's just 26 points in the first half, and they have really kind of cut down the inside game of the Liberty Lady Eagles. It's in the outside game that hurt them, as Liberty has hit 4 3-pointers in the first half of the game, 3 of them by Reagan Wells. Foul trouble really not coming into a major play in the first half. Wells does have 2, and Shumpert has 2 for Liberty, but Thayer with nobody more than 1 and only got called for 3 fouls in the entire first half. So I think if you're both coaches, you're pretty happy with what's going on right now. Liberty maybe more so than Thayer because they have the lead. But the Lady Bobcats, they're executing the offense, I think, the way they wanted to. It's just not finishing and getting the shots to drop. So we'll see what happens in the second half. Let's say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping the bringing of the game tonight. They include the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Parson in Thayer and Alton, Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius in Willow Springs, the Law Office of Fred O'Neill, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forsberg's True Value in Thayer and Napa Auto Parts, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, and Farmers Insurance Stephen Clark in Thayer, just some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters. Again, our halftime score, 26-19. Thayer Lady Bobcats trail Liberty by 7 at the intermission. We'll take time out. We'll be back with more of your halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Before we go to the commercials here, Mike, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears in the 1A3 District Championship game. Lead over Hillcrest at Hillcrest, 38-22 at halftime. Brent Washam has 18 points.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
Ready to buy a home? Whether it's a starter, a vacation, or a forever home, a RE/MAX agent has the market knowledge, experience, and skills to help find what you need, then secure the keys. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. Each office independently owned and operated.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
We're back here. You're listening to the halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains and Mountain Grove. And good to hear that the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are well in front in their district championship game down at Hillcrest High School. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, if you didn't hear, are leading Hillcrest 38-22 at the half. And looks like the Lady Bears are going to win that district championship and move on as a one seed into the state tournament. Here, the Thayer Lady Bobcats are down by 7 at the half, 26-19, to the Mountain View Mercury Liberty Lady Eagles. By the way, you can hear the second half of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears game over on our sister station, AM 1290 and FM 103.7, The Gift. Our game, the first of four here at the Class 3 District 10 tournament at Houston today. Next game will be in the girls' bracket. It'll be number 3 seeded Hartville to take on number 6 Houston. And then the boys' bracket first-round games at 4 o'clock. The Mountain View Mercury Liberty Eagles will take on the Licking Wildcats. That'll be a number 4-5 matchup. Liberty the 4, Licking the 5. And then the final game of the day at 5:30, it'll be number 3-seeded Mansfield to take on the Houston Tigers. And, well, I got to tell you, beautiful facility here at Houston. They have really put together a fantastic facility here in their brand-new gym. All right, both teams have made their way back out of the locker room. Let's quickly check the scoring first half. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, are led by Kelly Johnson. Kelly hit a pair of threes today. She got 8 points in the first half. Hadley Meyer with 5. All those came in the first quarter. Maddie Donahue with 2. Haley Larson with 2. And Abby Bowers with 2. For the Liberty Lady Eagles, they're led by Reagan Wells. She hit 3 3-pointers. She got 9. 4 points apiece for Chloe Kelt, Sydney LaFever, and Alexa Stumper. 3-pointer for Hadley County and 2 for Lila Corman. Again, Liberty with the lead here, 26-19 over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Let's take one more timeout, and we'll be back with the second half in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on: State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
And we're back and just underway here in our second half. And the Liberty Lady Eagles got the ball to Reagan Wells, and she drains another three-pointer on the right side. And coming the other way, Abby Bowers attacking the basket. She gets fouled by Hadley Challing. So Abby Bowers being very aggressive coming out to start the second half. First free throw for Abby is up and good. Only the third point of the game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats leading scorer. Abby Bowers, maybe she has got comfortable now and got rid of some of the freshman nerves and will settle into her game. Second free throw is up. That one's good. Looks much better. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats back within 8, 29-21 with the two free throws. Liberty coming the other way. Wells has got it way out front. Wings on the right side for Woolsey. Woolsey looking to the inside. Nobody open. Bounces it out top and gives it back to Wells. Wells on the left side to Challing. Wide open for a three. She'll hit that one. No! Travel with the basketball before she took the shot. Well, the three-pointer comes off the board. Challing shuffled the feet, trying to get ready to shoot it. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Need the bucket here to get back within six. Down by nine, or down by 8. 29-21. Bowers, a one-on-one move. Couldn't get open. Feet to back out to Pounders. Pounders jumping inside. Pass is deflected. And will go out of bounds off the hands of the Liberty Lady Eagle. Pounders gets the start here in the second half. Haley Larson sitting next to assistant coach Billy Weber down on the Lady Bobcat bench. They're looking inside, got it to Pounders. At the elbow, Pounders jumps it down the corner. Oh, and Donahue couldn't hang on. He goes out of bounds. Too many of those kind of turnovers this afternoon with the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Donahue's pass was deflected just a little. Enough that Donahue had to go off her hands and out of bounds. Liberty now chance to go back up by 10 with a bucket. Challing walks it into the front court. He's on the right side to Wells. Wells dumping it down low for Shumpert. Shumpert turns, can't score. Gets her own rebound, tried to dribble it. Now ball loose on the floor. We get a held ball in possession of the long two. The Thayer Lady Bobcats. 6:56 to go in the third quarter. Thayer down 8. Needing a bucket here. Liberty now pulls off the full court pressure. They're going to pick up the three-quarter court. 2-2-1, three-quarter court. Bowers off the inbound. Comes up the right side. Gives it to Pounders. Pounders. Well, didn't give it to Pounders. Got to Meyer. Meyer going down to Pounders. Her pass is going to go off her hands and out of bounds. And again, Thayer getting exactly what they wanted. Pounders was wide open for a layup, but she didn't make the catch. Now Pounders will check out of the game as Haley Larson will check back in. So Thayer back to the original starting five on the floor now with 6:45 to go in the third quarter. Thayer down 8. He's got to get trailed by 7 at the half. A three-pointer for Liberty. Only bucket they've picked out so far here in the third quarter. Liberty with it out front. Challing works it to the right side. Beats it down the corner to Reagan Wells. She'll kick it back outside to Challing. That duo shooting the ball deep makes you come out and play defense on them. Here's Challing with it. Gives it left side. She'll dump it down inside. Now to Woolsey. Woolsey with a shot. No good. Rebound Maddie Donahue for Thayer. Well, Donahue dinks down the rebound. Thayer running the floor. Abby Bowers looking for a lane to the bucket. Pulls up her dribble. Gives it to Callie Johnson trailing the play. Looking inside. Nobody open. Out to Larson. Larson. Top of the key, gives it back to Johnson. Liberty now playing a little more aggressive in the zone. Really pulling the zone out on the floor. Now speeding up the pace of the game a little bit on the defensive end. Thayer with it out front. Bowers moves off a high screen. Feeds out to Larson. Larson moves to the free throw line. Now to the elbow. Ducks under the defense. Her pass outside for Bowers. It's going to go out of bounds. Oh! She threw it behind her. I thought the ball might have gotten deflected. The officials say no. And now Thayer with another substitution. Larson. Well, check out. And Katie Pell in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 5:44 to go in the third quarter. Both teams a little bit sloppy. Here coming out with locker room. It's district time. You win or you go home. And these young ladies aren't ready to go home, and sometimes the nerves work on them. There's Liberty working around the perimeter. Got the ball down to Woolsey in the corner. Woolsey back out to Chowning, out on top. And Hadley will just back it out. Works it between the circles. Feeds it on the left side. Shumpert dumps it down inside for Woolsey. Woolsey shot blocked by Meyer. Ball loose on the floor, and Thayer comes out of there with it. And now we're going to get a timeout call by Coach Jimmy Young. Good play there. Addie Donahue on the floor. Picked it up. Coach Young got the timeout. We'll take a timeout, too. 29-21 our score. Thayer down 8. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
We're back at Houston High School. It's a brand new facility. This place is absolutely fantastic. If you've not been to a ball game in Houston and get an opportunity, need to come out. This is an outstanding facility. And second game of the day, we'll have more girls basketball here for the first round of the district tournament. It'll be Hartville, the number 3 seed, to play Houston. That game's slated for a 2:30 tip-off this afternoon. Here's where we got the first game of the day. It's the Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Liberty Lady Eagles. Thayer is down by 8, 29-21. Bobcats have scored 2 points in the quarter. Liberty has scored 3. We're down to 5:06 to go. Lady Bobcats working on the offense. Out to Callie Johnson on top. Callie looking in the middle. Nobody open. Gives it back out to Ballard. Ballard between the circles. They can go on the left side to Donahue. And he comes down with a pass. And now works it out to the top of the key on the dribble. Look at the drive to the bucket. And it gets cut off by Woolsey. Woolsey back out to Bowers. Bowers over to Callie Johnson. Couldn't get open for the shot. And we'll give it right back to Bowers. There we'll reset the offense here with 4:39 to go. All goes to Johnson on the left. Looking inside. Got it to Bowers. No, it's deflected by the defense and picked up by Channing. Here come the Liberty Lady Eagles. They've seen that play before. Channing looking at a little dual shake and bake. Gets cut off on the baseline. Feeds the ball back out front to Abigail Woolsey. Just swing it back over to Chowning on the left side wing. Chowning looking inside. Nobody open there. Lady Bobcats zone doing a good job. And we're going to get a foul here on the Liberty Lady Eagles. Number 11 going to be called for setting an illegal screen. Number 11, Abigail Woolsey. That'll be the second on Woolsey. And an illegal screen on the offensive end. Here comes the Thayer Lady Bobcats with it. Bobcats need a bucket. They're only down 8 here. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. A lot of time left in this game. Thayer, trying to pound it inside, just nobody getting open there. Bowers has got it on the outside. Takes it off the left side, he gets the screen. Lays it off to Pounders on the wing. Pounders looking inside, nobody open again. They'll back it out on the dribble. I give it to Bowers. Abby goes and gets it. Coach Denny Young coaching on both sidelines. Now he's calling a play. There's no Lady Bobcat. Needs a bucket. Bowers swings it down to Pounders on the left. Pounders trying to pass it inside. Ball deflected. Pounders goes and gets it. Saves it from out of bounds, and then the defense knocks it away. Good play by Chowning to knock that ball away and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Here's Kelts checking in. Chloe Kelts for Liberty. Number 4, Kenna Woolsey will check out. And Thayer will inbound it to Bowers. With 3:37 to go in the third quarter. Abby moving left on the dribble drive. Dumps the ball down inside to Meyer. Turns right, shoots. No good. Again, Thayer getting the shot they wanted, just not getting them to drop. Liberty got the rebound, comes the other way. Chowning with a 15-footer. That's no good. Meyer down the rebound for Thayer. Lady Bobcats bring it over to Bowers. She races up the court. Bowers will leave it for Pounders. Pounders out top to Johnson. Fires a 3. That one's off the mark. And the rebound goes out hard in the corner. Chowning picks it up for Liberty. Chowning races up the right sideline. Brings it down to Kelts in the corner. Kelts down to the baseline. And lost it out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Good defense there by Callie Johnson. Forced her to stop down under the bucket. And apparently dribbled it off her foot. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball again. Still, each team with just one basket. Here in the third quarter, we're down to 2:50 to go. In the third, Thayer down 8. Working the offense right side to Katie Pounders. Pounders back out to Bowers on top. Bowers looking to make a dribble drive. Gets cut off by Chowning. Leads on the right side for Pounders. pounder. Oh, dangerous pass. They got it to Callie Johnson on the left. Johnson didn't find anybody open. They are back to back out. Bowers now looking to penetrate. Liberty cuts her off. She gives it up, gets it back, puts the shot up left hand. No good. Rebound off the hands of Liberty and out of bounds. It'll be Fair Lady Bobcat ball. Well, Bowers' shooting woes continue here this afternoon. Abby's only made one field goal, only has 4 points in the game. Lady Bobcat's leading score. Liberty's done a good job of denying her the basketball. Where she wants it, anyway. Here's Thayer off the inbound, got the ball down inside the pounder. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken by Meyer, back up, no good. Rebound goes in the corner, taken by Donahue. Donahue back out to Bowers, squares up a three, cut it! Abby Bowers with the three, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics. Liberty the other way with a shot by Channing, no good. Rebound, run down the corner. And now it's going to be out of bounds off the hands of the Lady Bobcats. They are back to within 5 years, 29-24 after the three-pointer, big three-point shot by Abby Ballard. Maybe that will get Abby going this afternoon. She's up to 7 points now. Liberty on the inbound to bring it way up front. Wells steps toward the lane, shoots the score. I don't know that Reagan Wells has missed the shot. She's got 17 of the 31 points for Liberty. She hit three, actually she hit four, three, and now two more. Actually she hit five, three. One, two, three, four, five, three. There, Lady Bobcat with a basketball. Down by seven again, 31-24. Here's Ballard going down to the baseline on the dribble. Gets the ball back out to Johnson. Johnson's going to fire with a three-pointer. That one's off the front rim, no good. Rebound volley up and around. Gets on the floor. Liberty's got it. Oh, now a takeaway and a timeout call by Coach Jenny Young. Lady Bobcats took it away. And as Donahue cradled the ball, Coach Jenny Young called the timeout to avoid the held ball, which would have been a Liberty basketball. We got a timeout on the court. 31-24. They are down seven. A minute 20 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back in first on the Ecom Sports Network.
All day buffet available now at the Pizzette of Thayer. Every Friday through Sunday from 11 to 8. All you can eat pizza, salad, and dessert. And they will continue the lunch buffet 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday. But every weekend, Friday through Sunday, the buffet is now available all day. Don't forget about Wacky Wednesday from 4 to 6 each week. Call the pizza in and ask for their daily specials. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. 417-264-3800. Or order online at pizzain.com. Pizzette of Thayer, where they outpan pizza at the Hut.
And we're back after the timeout. The Fair Lady Bobcats called that timeout. And we got a minute 20 to go in the third quarter, and the Lady Bobcats are down to just three timeouts remaining. Liberty's got four. Tight game here. Liberty up by seven. Fair with the basketball. Abby Bowers will trigger it in along the baseline. Looking to get into Donahue. Now bounces it to her. Right back to Bowers in the corner. Wide open for a three. That one is off the mark. And the rebound taken by Kelly Johnson. Oh, she has it knocked away, and it's picked up by Kelt for Liberty in the corner. Kelt brings it out of the traffic on the dribble drive. Moves to the top of the key. On the other end, brings it right side for Lefebvre. Lefebvre's baseball pass goes over everybody's head down the bounds on the near side. So Liberty with the turnover. Thayer will get the ball back. Each team has just scored 5 points here in the third quarter. Thayer only scored seven in the second. They need a bucket here. Like to stay within two possessions. Bucket would make it a five-point ball game. Here's a pass inside, intended for Donahue, is stolen by Woolsey. Woolsey for Liberty. Places up the floor, now back to back out, and they'll start the offense. Left side it goes to Kelt. The three-point shot is up off the backboard. No good. Rebound fought for. We're going to get a foul called. Foul called on Kelly Johnson. Corman got a hand on it. Johnson tried to take it away from her and called for getting her on the wrist. That'll be her first. That'll be first team foul on Thayer here in the third quarter. Liberty inbounds the ball, got it to Kelt. Decides to dribble, drives in the lane. Oh, it's a travel. No call. Rebound taken by Thayer. And the Lady Bobcats will come the other way. Abby Bowers again with a chance to get Thayer. Back to within five. Bowers bounces out the pounders on the wing. Over to Kelly Johnson. Down low to Hadley Meyer. Turns and scores, but they're going to wave off the basket. They're going to call a foul on the floor. Foul's on number 35. That is Cornman. That'll be her first. And just the third team foul on Liberty in the second half. Okay, well, inbound it here. Got it to Bowers in the corner. Abby dribbles out to the wing, gives it to Donahue. Donahue's shot is partially blocked, picked up by Johnson. She can't score. gets knocked down. No foul call again. And here come the Liberty Lady Eagles. Kelch coming the other way all the way. The basket missed it. Rebound taken by Bowers for Thayer. Thayer with a three-on-one. Bowers racing up the sideline. Now has the ball knocked away by Kelch from behind. And they're getting a bit wild and crazy here. That's the end of our third quarter. 31-24. Thayer down 7 after three quarters in the district tournament. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
First, member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist's chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Well, both teams scored just 5 points in the third quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats still down by 7. It'll be Liberty Lady Eagle basketball. Remember, Liberty, they went almost a full 8 minutes between baskets. They hit one. First pass, Reagan Wells hit a three for Liberty to come out of the locker room at halftime. And Liberty didn't score again until late in the quarter. Thayer with only 5 points in the quarter as well. Both teams hit a three and a two. And here's Liberty with it. There's a 12 through it in. Ryan pulls up. Reagan Wells. Oh, she can't shoot it from inside the lane. She hit two in a row there. And she's got 19 to lead all scorers in the game. There, Lady Bobcats now down by 9, looking for a bucket. Katie Founders with it on the left side. He's an outside ballot. All about the three. Kelling jumps out on it. Give it over to Founders. Founders to Donahue in the corner. Maddie looking down low. Meyer was open for a second. Now they give it back outside to Larson. Larson bounces it to Founders on top. Founders looking inside. Nobody open. Liberty with a good job defensively. Liberty's gone man-to-man here. Liberty's gone man-to-man for this fourth quarter. Here's Bowers moving off the screen. Gives it back to Founders on the left side. Down Meyer. Meyer right side to Donahue. Donahue does not look to make the dribble drive as she normally does here today. Now she has the ball poked away. She's holding it high over her head. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. And Thayer making a substitution. Callie Johnson back in the game for the Lady Bobcats. So the senior back in for Thayer. Leads them in scoring with 8, but none in the second half. Thayer inbounds ball in the corner to Katie Founders. She'll bring it out to the wing on the dribble. Looking to dump it inside. Now got to get rid of it. Does to Bowers in the corner. Bowers with a dribble drive with the left hand. Takes it all the way out to the top of the key now. Backs it back out. Thayer got a high post for Bowers. Splits the double team. Goes up with a shot. No good. And the rebound taken by Liberty. From the Lady Eagles. Woolsey up the floor. Bounces one down to Challing in the corner. Challing holds it high. Leans it back out on top to Kenna Woolsey. Woolsey bring it over to Reagan Wells. Wells back to Woolsey. Wells gets inside now to the other Woolsey. And ball, a shot is blocked by Hadley Meyer. Goes out of bounds. Good play by Hadley Meyer for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 33-24. Thayer down 9. Liberty inbound down under the bucket. They feed it way out front to Woolsey. Now over to Challing, wide open, doesn't take the three. Liberty looking maybe to run a little clock here. We're down to 6:15 to go in the ball game. Thayer down 9, Liberty running the offense. Out top is Kenna Woolsey. Things are on the left side to Challing. He's going to go inside to Abigail Woolsey. Ball goes out of bounds. Oh, and Thayer tried to save it in. It would have been off the hands of Liberty. It'll be off the hands of Thayer. Just an instinct move there by Hadley Meyer. Trying to save the ball from out of bounds, but it went off her hand. Liberty will inbound it down on the baseline with 6:05 to go. Ball comes in to Kelch, who just checked in. Down up to Woolsey, now back out to Kelch, down to Challing. Challing wide open for three. It's up and rolls in and out, no good. Katie Founders for the rebound. Thayer on the break. Bowers running up the right side. Going all the way to bucket. Throws it up, no good in traffic. Rebound, volleyed out, and controlled by Donahue. To Bowers, now back to Donahue, driving the baseline, reverse side with a layup, almost threw it over the backboard, and rebound taken by Liberty. Liberty on a breakout, they throw it away on the other end. trying to get it down to Kenna Woolsey. Pass goes overhead and out of bounds. So a little bit sloppy. And Donahue, I think she was expecting a lot of contact down there. She went under the bucket. And she threw it up high enough to go over the backboard. And Liberty rebounded it. But no contact. Bayer down with the ball, down by nine. Ballard's outside. Feeds it down the left corner to Kelly Johnson. Johnson, look at him, Meyer. Got it to her in the low block. Dumps it over to Donahue. She shoots. No good. But she's fouled. She'll go blind and shoot two. The Bayer Lady Bobcats shooting woes continue. Fouls on number three. That is Chloe Kelt. That'll be her second. And will be the fourth team foul on the Liberty Lady Eagles. Well, both teams still a ways away from shooting the one and one. Donahue at the line shooting two. First one is up and no good. Maddie Donahue was just 2 points in the ballgame. Both came in the first half. Points have been hard to come by for these Lady Bobcats this afternoon. They've only scored 24 points. Another one is up. Rattles that one home. Well, Donahue with a bucket from the free throw line makes it an 8-point game, 33-25. And Liberty coming the other way, shouting, goes all the way to bucket. Nobody ever got in their way. And she scores the layup. Fifth point of the game for Hadley Counting for Liberty. Bayer counting the other way. Bowers in the lane, bounces it back outside. Got it over to Pounder on the right side. Wells trying to take it from her. Pounder goes around her all the way to bucket the lane. First bucket of the night for Katie Pounder. And Bayer back to within eight. Here comes Liberty. They got the ball down to Lefevre. Lefevre down the right side lane around the defensive score. Bayer tries full court pressure. Liberty made them pay for it for a second sit down the floor. Here's Lady Bobcats with the ball. That's a travel on Abby Bowers. Abby couldn't decide whether to pull up and shoot or what as she traveled with the basketball. So Bayer Lady Bobcats with another unforced turnover. And here come the Liberty Lady Eagles with the basketball. Out front is Channing. Liberty can work some clock here with a 10-point lead down to 4:23 to go. Channing looks to go a little one-on-one. Bowers cuts her off. Pass is stolen by Bowers. Bowers off on the break to Katie Pounder. Going all the way. The basket misses the layup. And the rebound taken by Liberty. They got a run out of it. They complete it. And they do. And a bucket and a foul for Kenna Woolsey. Liberty Lady Eagles are pulling away late. The Bayer Lady Bobcats continues to just not make shots. Katie Pounder all alone under the bucket. Missed that last one. Foul was on Johnson. Free throw is up, no good. Rebound, Liberty, shot no good. Again with a rebound, and this time the shot is blocked and goes out of bounds, and they say off the hands of Liberty, so Thayer will get it back. Kaylee Haven checking in the game for Thayer. Maddie Donahue checked out. Haven is in with 4:03 to go. Their Lady Bobcats are down by 12. Boy, they got to have some points. They got to have in a hurry. Ballard brings it on the right side. For Haven. Haven thought about taking the shot, doesn't. Now penetrates in lane, pulls up and gets fouled. Could go to free throw line. Fouled by number three, Chloe Kelt will be her third. And Jaylee Haven going to line, trying to get some free throws here. Get Bayer back in this game. Down by double digits, down by 12. 15 foul on the Lady Eagles. Jaylee Haven at the line, shooting two. First one is up and no good. Couldn't get the bounce. And Donahue to check back in the game now for Thayer. Katie Pounders will check out. Abigail Woolsey back in, and Chloe Kelt out for Liberty. Winner of this game will get the number one seeded Licking Lady Wildcats on Monday night at 6. Second free throw for Haven. Missed that one badly. And the rebound taken by Liberty. Woolsey pushes it up the floor. Woolsey going all the way to the basket. No, they're going to call a block. They had two defenders standing back there, and Woolsey ran right into one of them, and was they called the blocking foul. Wow. Foul called on Donnie, and Coach Jimmy Young is pleading his case. And, he's got a right to complain about that one. That was a bad call. Team foul number three on the Lady Bobcats and foul number two on Donnie. Liberty inbounds the ball. The Woolsey. Woolsey got it down in the corner for the other Woolsey. That's Kenna Woolsey. Her shot is up and partially blocked, and it's the side of the backboard goes out of bounds off the hands of the Fair Lady Bobcats. And now Jaylee Haven checked out as Katie Pounder is back in for Thayer. That shot was partially blocked. It was the right call. Liberty inbounded. And they do in the corner for Reagan Wells. Steps away to defense, shoots a three. That one's short. Oh, a rebound by Liberty. No foul called as Trumpet was over the back, and now Thayer takes it away. Callie Johnson in traffic tries to throw it out. It's stolen by Woolsey. Woolsey in the lane. Pulls up jumper, no. Shumpert back up, no. if even that was Wells, it could go to the free throw line. Wells will be fouled by number 20, Abby Bowers. They foul number 2 on Abby tonight. And number 21, Reagan Wells, will go back to the free throw line looking for her 20th point of the game. One is up, and it is good. Wells with the bucket. I've got her for 20. And the scoreboard just got her for 17. Somebody else must have hit a 3, or I missed it, or they missed it. One of us missed it. I've got her for 21. And here comes Thayer, down now by 14. Lady Bobcats just not able to score this afternoon. Here's Bowers going all the way to the basket, throws it up. No good. And the rebound taken by Liberty, and a foul going to be called as the Lady Bobcats trying to get it back. Down to 3:12 to play in the ball game. There, Lady Bobcats, again, just not making shots. Here's Kaylee Haven checking in the game for defensive purposes. For Thayer, foul was on Katie Founders, will be her second. Hadley Meyer checks out as Kaylee Haven's in for the quickness. Lady Bobcats needing some steals here. They go to 2-2-1, full-court press, and Chowling driving around Founders, and Founders fouled him. That'll be team foul number 7 on the Lady Bobcats. We'll walk to the other end and shoot the 1-1, or was that 6? That was number 6. That was on Founders, it's her third. And Liberty inbounds the ball to Chowling. Chowling with a dribble drive all the way to bucket, lays it up and in. Nobody got in front. And Chowling makes it a 16-point lead. Liberty running away from the Lady Bobcats here. Thayer with it, Haven. Got it out to Johnson. Now about the 3, now dumps it down to, tried to dump it down inside, and Donnie, you couldn't catch it. The ball picked up by Liberty. That's just been the story of the game today for Thayer. And here's Wells with it on the other end for Liberty. Dribbles in the lane, pulls up a short running one-hander. No good. Rebound, Woolsey back up, counting, and a foul. Abigail Woolsey with her first bucket of the ball game. And she'll go to the free throw line and shoot for the 3-point play. That was on Jaylee Haven. It'll be her first. And Fair Lady Bobcats looking to get a sub in. Hadley Meyer will check in. Haven will come out. 2:35 to play. Thayer down by 18, make it 19 as Woolsey hits the free throw. 3 points for Woolsey, and here comes the Thayer Lady Bobcats. This one has fallen apart for Thayer. Lady Bobcats have only scored 3 points in the third or fourth quarter. They only scored 5 in the fourth quarter. Here's a give and go to Bowers, who scores. Thayer gets a quick bucket. 9 points now for Bowers. They've been a hard night. They are now working a full court pressure. Counting, dribble drive, weaves through everybody. Throws up a shot, no good. Rebound, Liberty, back up, no, but a foul. I believe that will be on Meyer. Yep, number 24, Hadley Meyer, going to be called for a foul. Will be her first. And going to the free throw line. So Liberty Lady Eagle. First free throw is up and good for Shumpert. Shumpert hasn't had a big night tonight. That's their first point of the second half. He will shoot another. Got to make it a 23-point lead. And free throw is good. So Shumpert hitting the free throw. And Liberty up now 29-48. There, Lady Bobcats. I'm going to see their season come to an end here this afternoon in the first round of the district. Donahue with it. Dibble drives into the lane. She's going to get pushed. And a foul going to be called on Abigail Woolsey. The Earth. And team foul number 6 on the Lady Eagles. They will inbound the ball down under the bucket with 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Bowers to trigger it in. Nobody open now. Gets it to Katie Founders back to Bowers in the corner. Down inside to Donahue. And Donahue is going to get fouled. That'll be on number 20, Shumpert. And that'll be team foul number 7. And the Fair Lady Bobcats go to the free throw line with a minute 57 to go in the game. Down by 21, 48-29. Is that right? No, down by 19. I'm sorry. My math was backwards. And Donahue at the line. Maddie has only scored 3 points today, and she misses the front end of the 1-1. Donahue misses the front end of the 1-1. Liberty got the rebound. Lady Eagle with the basketball, working around the perimeter here. Reagan Wells out front has the ball taken away by the Lady Bobcats. Abby Bowers with a steal. Now the older Founders, now back to Bowers. Bowers passes up the floor to Johnson. Quick three is good! Kelly Johnson with a quick three. And the Lady Bobcats call a quick timeout. Minute 36 to go. Thayer cuts the lead back to 32-48. 14-point game. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
All right, thank you very much, Kim. All right, so apparently the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are going to win their district championship as they lead by about 20 with just a couple minutes left in the ball game down at Hillcrest High School. Congratulations to Coach Small and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will be district champions here in the 2021-22 basketball season. Hey, Lady Bobcats are down by 14 with a minute 36 to go in the game. They're going to apply full court pressure here, man-to-man full court. Liberty Lady Eagles looking inbound. They'll get it into Chowning. Chowning backs away from the defense and dribbles around the double team. Gets it up across the timeline and she gets fouled by Callie Johnson. Foul on Callie will be her second of the game. It'll send Chowning to the free throw line. Chowning with 7 points on the afternoon, four of them here in the second half. And Chowning. Ball from the official. Minute 30 to go. There, Lady Bobcats trying to mount a comeback. Liberty with first shot, no good. Rebound to Hadley Meyer. The Bears can make it a 12-point game here with a bucket. Bowers racing up the floor, got it over to Donahue. Fires a three. That one rattles in and out. No good. Well, that one was almost down. Rebound taken by Liberty. Now a scramble after the loose ball. Kelly Johnson's got it. Trying to get it out to Pounders, and the ball goes out of bounds. And Coach Jenny Young, he wants to know how that was not a foul. How was that not a foul? Now he finally gives the officials the ball. And Liberty will inbound. Ball is stolen by Donahue in the corner for three. No! Rebound Liberty. They got it outside the challenge. Challenge is going to get fouled in the backcourt by Johnson. That'll be number three on Cali, but they're going to the foul game. Put the Lady Eagles on the free throw line. We're down to a minute six to go in the game. They are down by 16 here, 48-32. Chowning at the line trying to add to that lead for the Liberty Lady Eagles. And first free throw is up and good. Chowning hits the front end more than one this time. He's got 8 points on the line. Been the Reagan Wells show for Liberty, though. Wells with 21 for the Lady Eagles. Second free throw is up and good. Got it to bounce over the front of the rim. So Chowning with 9. Thayer counting the other way. Founders gets up across the timeline. And Lady Bobcats got to be in a little more hurry to get a shot here. Bowers swings it over to Donahue. Donahue looking to penetrate. Goes across the lane. Puts it up off the window. No good. Rebound Liberty. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to get a foul call on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. I believe it'll be on Donahue, which is really doesn't matter. Donahue called for foul. Will be her third of the game. And Liberty will go down the other end with 53 seconds to go. The Liberty Lady Eagles. This one about all over with shouting up by 18, 50-32. There, Lady Bobcats, again with only 8 points in the fourth quarter. And the free throw is up and good. That is, I believe, number 20, Shumpert. It is Shumpert at the free throw line. It's the first free throw. And Liberty making substitutions in. Number 42 will check into the game. Grace Berkshire, number 45, Riley Tabor is in. Second free throw is up. That one's no good. Rebound comes out long. It's going to bounce all the way out of bounds. And see, Liberty now got a young lady went after the ball, slid into the bleachers, don't they? She is hurt. Being carried off the floor by a teammate. Number 15, I believe it is, Addison Rutland. I mean, she went diving after that loose ball and slid on the floor right into the bleachers. They will get her off the court. Rutledge, hope she's okay. Fair Lady Bobcats coming the other way with the ball. Down by 19 with 45 seconds to go. Here's a long three-point shot for Kelly Johnson. She hit it! Johnson with a deep three. 14 on the right now for Johnson. And Fair Lady Bobcats call a timeout. 42 seconds to play. Fair down 61-35. We'll take timeout back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Knox Orthopedics continues to follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
And we're back after the timeout. Lady Liberty Eagles inbound of the ball going up the sideline. Donahue, and we call for a foul. Players fouling, trying to get back in the game. And number three steps to the free throw line. That is Chloe Kelt. And Kelt hits the free throw. Kelt hits the free throw. Her fifth point of the game. Foul on Donahue, her fourth. And another free throw is up and good. Chloe Kelt off the bench with six. Bench has been a big difference in this game today. Liberty's got a bunch of bench points. Thayer with the ball on the other end. Donahue, three-point shot blocked. Rebound comes down to Bauer. She goes up for a shot. He gets fouled. That'll be on number 42. That is Grace Berkshire. Sophomore will be her first. And Abby Bauer is going to the free throw line to shoot for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 30 seconds left in the game. Thayer down by 18. The first free throw for Bowers is no good. Substitution out. Donahue checks out of the game. Haley Larson will check in. Savannah Wheeler going to check in for Thayer. And Katie Pounders will check out. I think it's beginning to come to the realization now from Thayer Lady Bobcats. The season is going to end right here. The two seniors will complete their careers. Bowers hits the second free throw. She's got 10. And here come the Liberty Lady Eagles with 30 seconds left. They'll probably just work it around the outside. Kelsey's got it. Way out front. Thayer, by the way, with Riley Pierce in the ballgame. Savannah Wheeler. Here's a steal by Wheeler. The ball is poked away from the ball handler. Abby Bowers up the floor for Thayer. Looking to attack the basket. Goes all the way. No, they're going to whistle it off. They're going to call a foul on the floor before the shot. And foul on number 42. That is Berkshire, her second. And Abby Bowers to go to the free throw line with 13 seconds left. More substitutions for Liberty. Number 24, Ella Fitz will check in. And number 12, Macy Tharp. Another sophomore. And Bowers at the line, shooting the free throw. First one is no good. The rebound taken by Liberty. Lady Eagles bring it up the floor. That is Berkshire. Swings it over to Tharp. Tharp trying to get it inside. Ball stolen by Haven. Haven out to Bowers. Bowers keeps it from going out of bounds. Swings it back in. Ball taken by Haven. Haven back to Bowers. Stepped away from the defense. Penetrates. Didn't get the shot off in time. And that's the final. 53-36. The Thayer Lady Bobcats go down to defeat this afternoon in the first round of the Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament. So the Liberty Lady Eagles will advance. They will take on the top-seeded Licking Lady Wildcats on Monday night at 6 o'clock.